This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love the way that you get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Dude, jam-packed today, first and foremost, of course. And here's the question that I really have to ask. Today, of course, as we all probably know, Friday the 13th. Ready, steady, kids. Oh no, that's different. That's in October. Do you, Michaela Gordon, do you care about Friday the 13th?
Honestly, I feel like I've always had pretty good luck on Friday the 13th, so I'm into it in a positive way.
Adrian, do you care? What? You're into it in a positive way?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they say that Friday the 13th is like a freaky day, but yeah. For me, no, it's a good day.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good way to look at it, too. That really is where it's like, yeah, fine. I'll zig while you zag.
Yeah.
You be freaked out. I'll be the one over here being cool.
It's our luckiest day.
I mean, while your day is black cats and, you know, and superstitions, my day is too blessed to be stressed.
Hey!
You know? Friday the 13th, Friday the 15th, Friday the 23rd, I don't give a rip! Because it's Friday. Okay, I understand where you're at. Adrian, follow that. Do you care about Friday the 13th?
I cannot follow you guys' Hallmark card slogans. Yeah, absolutely not. But no, Friday the 13th, not too into it. Actually, more excited. It's more Mexican Independence weekend, so I'm more excited for that and all the shenanigans.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive weekend for the city.
Yeah. Don't be the gringo that goes, I thought that was Cinco de Mayo. No, idiot. Just shut up and enjoy. Yeah, just stop it. Just go with the flow on this one. Don't try to look smart because you're not. Big fight weekend in town. UFC at the Sphere. That's going to be a trip. Like, a couple of the fighters were talking about it, where it's like screen on one side, crowd on the other. They're saying this might be one of the toughest tickets to get for UFC in years. And that's saying something.
Yeah, it sounds so cool, though.
Yeah, the cheapest ticket, if you want to sit all the way at the top, is like reaching around $10,000. I was there yesterday. They did the press conference in the parking lot. It's going to be massive. Plus, we have a Canelo Alvarez fight, too. So the same night, MG at T-Mobile and the Sphere. It's going to be huge, man.
Yeah. No, this town, again, like my buddy said, my buddy who came into town, he said, the strip is going to be thick.
Yeah.
It's going to be thick. Not for nothing, too. Pink tonight at Allegiant. Last minute Pink tickets for you. In fact, we'll get those out of the way. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown at 7:10. Two new contestants today because we got a new five-time champion yesterday. Aces in Indiana run it back in Indy today at 4:30. Rebels in Kansas today at 4. This, I don't remember ever a time when the national, you know, when the press across the country is talking about UNLV football. It's crazy. And they're talking about them today with the Rebels going to Kansas. Not for nothing, too. Some news dropped. In fact, I have important toy drive news for you. We have plenty of other things that we need to do this morning, so we should probably get to it. I have very important toy drive news for you. We're 83 days out from toy drive.
That's insane.
And happy Friday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
by the way, I know how we're going to get. You want to get social media views up today? And you got to get in there first. So all the East Coast folks are beating us to the punch already. But apparently you've got to be like The Rock and pick up a grape with your. I'm assuming what The Rock was talking about was with his cheeks. Are you not familiar with this story?
No.
The Rock was talking about, I don't know. You know, The Rock's always doing an interview with somebody. And somehow it came up that he has a party trick that he picks up, that he's able to pick up a grape. No hands, no feet, no mouth, but he's able to pick up the grape.
The question is, how does he know that? Like, what was he doing at home one day that he was
done
like,
it. It's his I can party do trick. This. It's party trick. You do funny thing. You know, that man drinks tequila. You do funny things when you drink tequila on occasion. I don't know if you remember those days, Mika. I know you're clean and sober now.
I do, but I didn't remember staying home picking out grapes.
Well, you know, with the other videos that I've seen of you online, I'm just saying that maybe you should put it to use. I'm just saying.
The 300 pound hip thrust is more than enough for me. Thank you.
Besides using that stuff to crack walnuts or whatever you do with it, maybe you pick up a grape or two.
Sure. Okay.
She flipped her hair. For the record, she flipped her hair. You didn't see it because it's radio. She was like, yeah, I'm whatever. Important toy drive news. 83 days until toy drive, December 5th through the 16th this year. It's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving and then two Mondays after that, right? Toy drive, December 5th through the 16th. Walgreens has their scannable starting September 19th, which is what, next Thursday. Okay. So when you go into Walgreens and they, whatever they're asking, because they all kind of do a little different each time. I think they've kind of settled on, would you like to donate to help out kids and families in Southern Nevada? They're talking about toy drive. So that's, they've done it for years, Michaela. It's not new. They've done it forever.
Yeah, but that's so great. This is kind of new for me on this side of it. And that's incredible. Yes.
For everybody who's been listening. So it's September 19th through the 30th. That's when Walgreens does their thing. Just wanted to give you the heads up. First pick coming up in just a couple of minutes.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
We had to hurry. We were in a different conversation, Michaela and I were. We were in a different, it was somewhat serious conversation. I was like, well, Eminem waits for no one. Yeah. We gotta go do this. Okay, can we just boil this down? Gym class yoga. 12-year-old had a PE teacher last year that made her uncomfortable because they were doing gym class yoga. And at some point he told the girls they had to lift their butts higher. And then, Michaela's incensed. I can tell already. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Jasmine Torres from Spring Valley.
Let's get Jazz in here quick. Cause we kind of got to go. We're a bit up against it. Let me ask you this. There's obviously a bit of smoke. Is there a fire in this situation, Jazz?
I think so. I think it's not a good thing.
And Michaela's just bursting. Go ahead, Mika.
Yeah, I'm not ever okay if someone feels uncomfortable, especially teenage girls. And that's why are the boys out playing basketball while this male teacher is teaching these young girls yoga? Like, that is weird to me. And yoga is not maybe meant to be sexual, but it's definitely not something a male gym teacher should be teaching young women, especially if they feel uncomfortable.
In 2024... You just got to know that it can all go so sideways and so poorly for you just by, and you may think it's innocent. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, plot twist. What if we found out that the teacher was gay? You know what I mean? Does that make a difference for you? But you just can't, I don't know. You just can't.
Yeah. You just have me at uncomfortable. If the girls aren't feeling it, it's weird.
Bad look. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then there's a Gen X and Boomer, you know, look at it that goes, okay, well, sometime maybe you could. No, I can't even make the point. I know what you're saying. Sometimes life doesn't have to be fully, you know, the bumpers don't always have to be up. But in this case, It's yoga. It's yoga with you. What are you doing? Stop it.
Yeah.
What do you think? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's weird.
Any Jasmine, anything else?
No, it's definitely weird, and I don't think it's acceptable.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bad choice.
Would you guys feel different if it wasn't in a separate room? Because you said she took him in like a private area for the girls. Like if it was on the court, because that happened in gym. Like, hey, you want to play dodgeball? If you don't want to play dodgeball, run laps around the court. That's right. The options that we were given.
I thought about that too. But then you've got 12-year-old boys also watching the 12-year-old girls do it. None of this is good. Can we agree? It's all just bad. You made a good, it's a bad idea. Have fun. Okay, listen, that's enough. Happy Friday the 13th. Have fun at Andrew Schultz.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here. 98.5
KLUC.
Michaela, did you hear the story of how Campbell's Soup is not going to be Campbell's Soup anymore?
Yeah, and I really wasn't happy about it.
Did you hear why, though? I've heard that. Really? Why are you not happy about it?
I don't really like change. I feel like it's a childhood thing for me, and I don't like when things change like that.
I hear you, but then hear you say it is funny. I don't know why it's funny to me, because I feel, you know what? You and I are in lockstep on this one, but saying it out loud.
Yeah, it sounds stupid saying it out loud, but it's how I feel.
I just don't like change. So it was quite the story yesterday.
Yeah.
And even kind of on Wednesday when it first started coming out. The one thing that they have not dug deep enough on is to ask, generally the question you ask, why? Why, sure. why are you doing this? Well, then they'll tell you that it's the CEO said, today we're so much more than soup. So we're dropping soup and we're going to just be the Campbell's company. But what triggered this? Well, yeah, they've got a bunch of different stuff. Pepperidge. I didn't know Pepperidge Farm was theirs.
Yeah, they bought didn't up, know that either.
They bought up Pepperidge Farm. They've got Pace Salsa. They've got Prego and Rao's sauces, Snyder's pretzels, where you might go, I don't know what that is. And then if you go look at your bag of pretzels that's
in
your drawer.
You know exactly what they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kettle potato chip. They got all this different stuff. But the thing that really pushed him over the edge to become the Campbell's company as opposed to Campbell's Soup, Goldfish crackers. It's their biggest thing. It's the biggest thing that they have, period. Goldfish crackers. It's their biggest thing that they own. Out of all of that stuff I just mentioned, Goldfish crackers trumps all. And so they've decided to change the name of the company.
Listen, I had to babysit my niece a few weeks ago. And so I was making us like little snacks and I put the Goldfish crackers in a bag for her so we could go somewhere. I ate every single one of those Goldfish crackers that were meant for her. Once you start, you cannot stop. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
It makes sense because I was upset about this. I was like, why would you drop your name?
They're made with little bits of goldfish, real goldfish, and crack.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware.
That makes sense. Yeah, sure.
Now, if you are a Campbell's Soup shareholder and this infuriates you, they have to approve, the shareholders have to approve the rebrand. And apparently, they're not so sure that it's really going to happen.
What?
Which I think is also ridiculous.
Well, listen, if something's not broken, why fix it? Everybody knows it's Campbell's Soup. Okay, sure, you've branded. A lot of artists have branded into other things. Doesn't mean you should just change your name.
And I would think the Rao's people would be happy that Campbell's Soup, you know what I mean? That like we're part of that company. I don't know. Or maybe it doesn't matter at all, but I just think it's funny.
Matters to me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! And welcome in, as we always do at this time, our buddy Lindsay Pinnefell from a Vegas Pet Rescue Project. All set to go for Sunday? All ready to go?
We are all ready to go. Blasted green light on social media.
Yay!
Nice. Now, the Vaughn? Everything okay on the Vaughn's Ixnay or yes?
Yeah, the Vaughn's front. Yep.
You got a call back from HR?
I got a call back from Nancy. She's higher than HR.
go ahead, Lindsay girl.
Look at our girl connected and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my other question. Thumbs up or thumbs down, line dancing in the parking lot? Yes or no?
I didn't ask for approval on that.
You don't need it. You don't need it. You're Lindsay Pinnafell. You don't need that. I don't know if you know people high up at Vaughn's. If they're going to give you grief, you just go, look, I know Nancy. Don't worry. Don't worry about what I'm doing out here.
You're like, don't mind the DJ. Don't mind the people.
Right.
Yeah. I'll just ask my fiance. We can make anything happen, Lindsay. Don't worry.
Oh. Oh. Do you need all that? Can't you just with your phone and a Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah, you can.
Just asking. So Justice for Reba shirts from 11 to 1 on Sunday at the Vaughn's Maryland Parkway in Twain. That is the site. That's the place where this all got started, where Justice for Reba got started. And if you're new to the story, English Bulldog was left in a tub when it was 110 degrees out and just left there. She was rescued. But a couple of days later, we lost her because it was just too much. Yeah. So we're looking for hashtag justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
And to keep the story going, because and not for nothing, there's a $50,000 reward for anybody who's got information that leads to the arrest and the prosecution of the person who did this.
Yeah,
it's painstakingly close. And we've been giving out free shirts. We've been giving out posters. We've got tape. I know you're worried that we don't have much tape left. That's sarcasm. We have a lot of tape if you need it.
Yeah.
And, 11 to 1 on Sunday. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's
sounds
it.
Good, dude.
And we're ready to go. We're ready to go. I got nothing else. Do you have anything else?
Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday
the 13th. Also, you have another event that's coming up very soon.
Yes. We have our October 5th Bark for Brews. We have on our social media, on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, you just click our link. There are tickets to be able to purchase. It is one of our big fundraisers. There's lots of fun things that happen there. And it's down at Huddle Brewing downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Fun.
And here's the sad part is that just Justice for Reba is what we're doing the most talking about. But Vegas Pet Rescue Project is busy every single day of the year and they need your help. So this will be a lot of fun. So get involved. And if you need to know more, go to their socials, Vegas Pet Rescue Project, spell out all the words, put underscores between the words. Mm-hmm. And we share, hey, if we see stuff, we share it on ours right away as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely.
One final question for you, Lindsay Pinnafell, before we run off for Michaela's hometown throwdown with two brand new contestants today and lower bowl pink tickets. Here's my question for you. Have you heard the new Tate McRae song?
I have not, so I know I'm about to hear it.
Well, let me ask you. I know I said that was the last question, but here's the last. Are you sitting down somewhere? Are you holding on to something?
I'm sitting.
All right. Well, strap yourself in.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Look at that. Two brand new contestants today. Adrian, who is contestant number one?
Susie Crutchfield representing Centennial Hills.
Hang on. What up? Put down Susie. Susie C. C. Hills. Hi, Suze.
Hello, how's it going?
You know what? Good. We're all right. The real question is, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
With everything going on in town this weekend, what do you got planned?
You know, I'm a mom of three girls who play soccer, so I'll definitely be in the soccer field all day Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you the one? Do you bring a tent?
Yes, my husband will take care of setting it all up. It's too hot out there.
No, I got you. Yeah, that's coming to an end soon, thank God. From what we understand, we may have seen the last of the triple digits.
That's exciting. Very exciting.
All right. Contestant number two, Adrian.
We got Layla Torres, and we need some help with the location designation, Chet, because she's at Rainbow and Flamingo. So what are we calling that?
Ooh, Michaela, what do you think?
Oh, God, I don't know. Nice area, though.
Rainbow, Flamingo, and Rainbow.
The closest target is Boca Park, Chet, if that changes anything.
I'm trying to think. Sometimes I take Rainbow down.
That's like on the opposite end. I know you're trying to get everybody to be in that neighbor, in that area. Because isn't that where
so
you
it's
live?
The one on Rainbow and Mount... What's the... anyway, we'll figure it out.
Okay, so we talked earlier. Hey, Layla, so I don't know if you heard that The Rock has a party trick. Oh, is this one of the questions, Michaela?
It's not.
Okay,
it's
good. So we can talk about it. So the Rock has a party trick where he picks up grapes with a certain part of his anatomy that's not his hands or his feet or his mouth. And we're all left to guess what that is, but I think we all secretly know.
Mm-hmm.
He has that for a party trick. Adrian's party trick is, well, we don't know if it's that, but Adrian's party trick is that he literally can tell you where the closest target is, no matter where you are in Las Vegas. It's
very helpful.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a man of the city.
So, okay, Rainbow and Flamingo. God, it's not Spring Valley.
It's Old Southwest.
Old Southwest.
We just you know what? I like inventions.
Yeah.
Old Southwest. That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Old Southwest. Good. All right. Well, buzz in with your name. Do not answer until you're called on, because even though you think you might have gotten in first, you may not have. Now, here's the deal. If neither one of you are able to answer the question, then I get a chance to answer the question. And if I get to three first, neither one of you get nothing. And we just throw out your lower bowl pink tickets to just a random color number 25. So if everybody's ready, and I think you are, here is your quizmaster, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This iconic rapper just gave birth to her third baby, and her soon-to-be ex-husband was present in the room.
I heard Susie.
Is it Cardi B?
Is it Cardi B? Of course it's Cardi B. Yes, it's Cardi B. Third, although they're still getting a divorce, right? She's having his baby, but they're getting divorced.
Yeah, still is.
All right. Susie goes up one zip.
This singer, who got his start in a boy band, accepted the DWI plea deal he received so he could just...
No, Layla got in first. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is it Justin Timberlake?
It is Justin Timberlake, as a matter of fact, and we are tied at one.
This pop star, who won Video of the Year at the VMAs, gushed about her athlete.
Susie got in first.
Taylor Swift.
Is it Taylor Swift? Yes. Taylor Swift. Susie goes up 2-1. This is a tough battle. They're both buzzing in very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Dax Shepard is letting everyone know that him and his wife are definitely not swingers, even though she played a sexual prowess in forgetting Sarah Marshall.
What's the question?
What's her name?
Layla.
Layla would like to answer.
Kristen Bell?
Kristen Bell is Dax Shepard's swinger wife. Although this thing got out of control real fast, didn't it? About them being swingers.
Oh yeah, he's like on control. He's controlling everything. He's like, no, we're not. We're fun, but we're not those.
Well, he should be. I mean, you don't want. What's funny is that all of their celebrity friends are like, so I never got invited to the swinger party.
Uh-huh.
Like Jimmy Kimmel was like, my wife and I are very upset that we've not been invited to the swinger party.
No invite.
Kids, we are tied at two. Layla's got two. Susie's got two. First one to three is your brand new champion.
You know her for her songs Levitating and Don't Start Now. She announced her 2025 dates going on tour. What's this pop star's name?
Layla
for the win. Just under the gun, just under the buzzer. It is Dua Lipa. We've got a brand new champion.
All right.
Susie, you're a really good player. It just Layla was just a little bit better today.
Yeah.
Congrats to her.
Thank you.
But have fun with your girls.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Hey, what's your what's your daughter's crazy soccer team names?
So two of them play for Surf, their club team, and the other one plays for Albion Juniors.
Sounds expensive. sounds like you got a lot of. Just be glad they're not playing hockey. But it's,
I know.
Sounds expensive. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Layla. What's Layla's last name, Adrian?
Torres.
Layla Torres from the old Southwest is your brand new champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chep Buchanan Show.
Oh, you already know what's next. It's a 177-second survey. We've had a number of parents saying, hey, you got any more of them Ringling Brothers, Brian and Bailey? Got any more of them Presents the Greatest Show on Earth? Heard you were giving them out four at a time. Kids kind of like to go. Yes, as a matter of fact.
You got it.
7:40 on Friday, we can accommodate that request. A 177-second survey. We're going to play a game because it's Friday. Michaela, are you ready? You want to play another game?
I love games, dude. Not emotional ones, just fun ones.
I see what you did there. Okay. I see.
You thought it was funny.
I have no response to it. I wish there was something I could say back to you, and I just don't.
I'm just a psycho.
Who doesn't like psychos? A psycho who doesn't like psychos because you like games, not those kind of games. Just tell her straight.
Yeah.
Just tell her straight out what's going on. That's fantastic. This game is called Think Fast. And it'll be fun. It came out of, so when we first were doing, there's a bit that we do later on in the show a lot of times called Fill in the Blank. And Michaela would do it. So I would do a story and then I would ask, basically I would ask Michaela to fill in the people, places, or things.
Mm-hmm.
And Michaela, when we first started doing it, she would do it like it was the lightning round on a game show. Like it was the bonus round. Like there was $100,000 on the line or something like that. And there was no clock to it.
No.
This, it's not unlike Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, but it's just, it'll be fun.
No, it sounds so fun.
Yeah, and we'll put up the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Presents the Greatest Show on Earth. Four tickets to that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Coming up in moments on the Chep Buchanan Show.
Yeah, we already covered that part. So this is the part where I hit this button instead.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
A new listener and new to Las Vegas. Her name's Tanya Rosales.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, so where'd you move from? Tanya?
Oh, me? From Coachella.
We've lived here for a while. So, yeah, no, we know each other fairly well. So, we those questions are directed straight at you. All of that kind of, how long you been here?
Around 3 months.
That was really funny, though. She's like, hey, so where'd you move from? And she's like, oh, you're talking to me? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's the new listener and all that kind of stuff. That's good. What brought you to Las Vegas?
Family.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's good.
That's great. That's nice. Family.
All right.
All my brothers moved over here, so I joined them.
Good call. I like it. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here. So here's the deal. We're going to play a game called Think Fast. I'm just going to ask you a quick question. So it'll be, for example, the first question, name a vegetable starting with a C.
Carrot.
Bingo. And you get the first point.
Good job, sis. Whoa.
See? Whoa,
coming in hot. Okay.
What was your first name again?
Tanya.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tanya gets that one. Okay, you ready? Now, we're just going to play until for the 177 seconds, just because it's fun. Michaela doesn't look happy about this now.
God, I'm nervous.
This is kind of why I thought we needed to put you under pressure a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I thought this would be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I thought this would be fun. Now, I know you're new, Tanya, but name a word. Adrian, our producer, who you just talked to on the phone a second ago, name a word to describe Adrian with an H.
I'll
be
kind of hilarious.
Yeah, Michaela, were you just not going to answer at all?
Oh, I thought you said to Tanya.
No, I just said it wasn't
Tanya.
Really, I did. Right, all but right. It's who can answer first.
All right, well, I would say Hoochie.
Hey, that's right.
I had hilarious. I also had handsome for Adrian, potentially. Hoochie, not on my list. I did not have a Hoochie. I'm gonna give Tanya that one too. Say, okay, so the idea is I'm gonna ask the question, you both say it. I just felt that question was unfair because Tanya's just moved here and Michaela sees Adrian every day.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
that's good.
I have been listening to you guys since I moved here.
See? Then that's why. No, and that's why you got it right. That's why you got it right. All right. A city in Nevada starting with an E.
Eli.
Ely. Yes. Ely. We'll give that. We'll give that to Michaela. A type of flower starting with a T.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Tulip.
Tulip. Yes. Michaela's tied it up at two.
Nine, so good.
Michaela, you see artist's name starting with a T.
Tay McRae.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, either one, but Michaela got in first. See, you're not so bad at this. An energy drink starting with a C.
Celsius.
Yes. Michaela goes up 3-2. A kind of soup starting with a C.
Campbell's.
Sure. Or a type of soup starting with a C.
Clam chowder.
Yes. So wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-3. 5-3 now. Yeah, I also had consomme. Name a fruit starting with a W.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Michaela goes up 6-3. A word to describe Michaela starting with an S.
Super.
Yeah.
Tanya's like, shut up. That's what it is.
She's like, yeah, I suppose. I had smart. I put down smart for the first.
I was gonna say sexy, but hey.
Yeah,
Tanya,
you could.
Give that to me on a Friday. Give that to me on
sexy,
a Friday.
Sexy, spicy, all of those things. Speaking of spices, a type of spice starting with a C.
Cayenne.
Nicely done.
Good job.
You know what? So I don't know if you got more points than Michaela, but you're winning regardless. It doesn't matter because that's how we roll. So have fun. Four tickets. Do you have kids?
I do. I have four.
Yay!
Well, this is great then. We've got four tickets for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey presents the greatest show on earth at the Thomas and Mack Center on Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. So get out and see the city and do some stuff.
Congrats, Tanya.
I'm trying.
Yeah, no, it's great. We're happy to help out however we can. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Friday morning relationship rehab time. Is he sending signals here? I'm interested to see what everybody says because I go back and forth on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm landing on this is bad juju. I wake up This Erica sent this email. I wake up at 6 a.m. every morning to make my husband's lunch. So I definitely noticed last month when he brought it home untouched. He said that someone from the office had brought something in to eat and he didn't want to hurt her feelings. Since then, he's done this three other times. It's about once a week on average. He says that she's just a good cook, often has leftovers that she can't finish. He says it shouldn't be a big deal because he eats what I make, just not that particular day. Erica asked if this woman was single. He said she was, but he insisted that that has nothing to do with the food, situation.
Oy.
I told him that from now on, he needs to politely decline because he's sending her signals. He thinks I'm being ridiculous.
I feel a type of way.
Yeah. The folks who believe in absolute honesty at all times are probably not going to like what I have to say next. I would also like to say to my wife, who's listening, that this would never happen.
Good for you, Chet. Let her know.
Which doesn't make me look suspicious at all. Not one bit. Not even one little bit. But yeah, I think at the very least, true story, at the very least, I think he's playing it wrong. 702-364-9898. For relationship rehab, Black Eyed Peas have a residency that they just announced this week. And they're going to be at Planet Hollywood at PH Live early in 2025. Our friends at Live Nation have given us tickets for you to have to go see them on February 19th if you want to see if you're free. And tickets for everybody else go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You don't even have to worry about any of that, especially if you're caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's relationship rehab. I'm tempted. I can see your Michaela is, you're bubbling. You're like a pot on the stove that's ready to go. I can tell. Are you mad about this one?
Well, I'm just thinking about it. I definitely have feelings, though, because I'm Italian. Food is a love language. It's like a whole thing. So I've been sitting here on the break like, am I in the right or am I in the wrong?
Yeah, for the record. So we do relationship rehab. Adrian goes off to answer phones and then Michaela and I don't talk to each other because we don't want to do the show off the air. And then we don't want to drown out what, you know, sometimes I'll feed a little out there just to try and get people fired up so that they, you know, so that they feel like they can tell us what they think.
Of course.
But we don't want to take up all the good answers so that you guys don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
So we don't say anything, but
we sit in silence.
Well, and a lot of times I kind of do a check-in on Michaela. I just kind of look over. I just kind of, okay. See, and man, I could just tell you were deep in on this one. Mm-hmm. So Erica gets up at 6 o'clock every morning to make her husband's lunch. I think that part, the fact that she mentions that straight out of the chute, probably tells you everything you need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian, who's on the phone, by the way? Let's talk this out with everybody.
Oh, we got Deanna Berger checking in.
Yeah, Deanna, get in here. Let's have a family meeting. Let's go. Let's all talk this out. So Erica gets up. How are you, by the way? Happy Friday the 13th.
I am fantastic.
Good. Yeah, do you believe in all that Friday the 13th junk?
No, I think it's cute, but I don't believe in any of it.
Here's what's funny. My father, who wasn't that guy at all, petrified of Friday the 13th.
No way.
He had a stroke on Friday the 13th and something, there was one other thing that happened, and he was certain that that was, that it was a real thing. And I was like, come on, he's telling me. I wanted to take him somewhere or something before he passed. I wanted to do something. He was like, nope, not leaving the house.
Like, wow.
Stop it. He's like, nope, Friday the 13th. Uh-huh. Like, you're messing with me.
And people feel me. Like that, though. That's, I mean, fair.
And he looked me right in my eyeballs, and he goes, do I look like I'm messing with you? And I was like, okay, well.
All right, sorry.
Fine, then. Stay in the house. Watch local news. Have fun. Great. So Erica wakes up at 6 every morning to make her husband's lunch. Definitely noticed last month when he brought it home untouched. By the way, mistake number one. He said that somebody from the office had brought something in to eat, didn't want to hurt her feelings. Step number two, or mistake number two, shut up. Since then, he has done this 3 other times. What are you doing, bro?
God.
It's execution. Does it? Okay. Tell me why that matters to you.
Oh, because it's really cute when you do that the first 2 years.
When you,
right?
See, I would think it's even worse if you do it in the first 2 years, because you're kind of setting up.
I mean, it's cute that she makes it the first 2 years, but hopefully.
Sure. I mean, but even if it's 25 years, she's been awake every morning to make her man's lunch.
Yeah.
To make sure he is like nourished at work.
She mentions that right out of the chute. Go on with it, Michaela. Go on. You're ready to go. Do it.
I just feel like, with food being a love language, he should not be eating this other woman's food. What's that saying? Like, you can feed your man through his belly, or love your man through his belly.
Man, get to a man's heart through his stomach.
Yeah. And I feel like it's kind of shady. And the very least he could have done, I can't even say, because it would actually make me so mad if I ever found out, is like throw out some of the food.
Just
so
it kind don't of bring it home.
Dude, not
exactly
full.
What I was thinking. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not into this at all.
To show up with the whole thing full.
Yeah. And then be like, sorry, I ate this other girl's lunch that she made me. And also, she's single, by the way. And this has happened 4 other times. I think not.
Yeah. I think for 3 days he'd show up. He'd okay, great. Then maybe you should eat hers the next month.
Yes. Agreed.
And then, okay, now, is it divorceable? Because you know we've got the people that say you've got your arms folded again, just so you know. Just like yesterday, your arms are folded. Ugh. You're angry.
Yeah, I am. Go back to this, Paul. Man, not like it.
Divorceable. But it's definitely something that needs to be addressed in the relationship.
Oh, no, this part's not divorceable. But I know, because we've done this bit for a long time, and we talked to our listeners. I know our listeners. There's a school of thought that for me, bro, if that's what you're going to do, don't bring the food home. Shut your yap. Just do what you're going to do. And, you know, and this isn't, you don't. So then if they find out later that he has been throwing away the food and eating the other lady's lunch, which I don't know why sounds dirty to me, but
are we talking about PB&J or foie gras?
I feel like the latter. I don't really know how to say what you just said, but I feel like it's that.
Foie gras, Fontainebleau. I imagine she's, you know, I don't know, she's making stroganoff.
Wow.
Or something, lasagna, whatever.
Uh-huh. And he said leftovers. So is it like dinner from the night before? And she's like really going in.
Whatever. Pork chops. I don't know. But okay. Now, but let's play this out. So then if he does go, first of all, I just shouldn't do it. Just don't do it. Just have a bite. Have a bite. Yeah, it's great. Then eat your lunch. Stop. Stay out of trouble, dummy.
Exactly.
And God help you if she's hot. God forgive you. God forgive you, right? If she is anatomically blessed, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? God help you.
Seriously.
You can't, now you've lost every foothold you may have ever had. But now, is it extra super bad if he just carries on with this where he doesn't bring his lunch home and he doesn't say anything about it. And then she finds out later, is that divorceable?
I know.
We need more information. Are there kids?
Sure. Great. However you want to tell the story. Great. Yes. Let's assume yes.
It's not instantly divorceable, but it definitely needs to be put on the table.
See, this is one of those guys who are so stupid. Now, I'm not the man hater guy. I really hate all men are stupid. Man, you male. But I will say that we do dumb things. And this is one of those dumb things.
Yeah.
Don't.
Right.
God bless America. You just stay out of that mess.
Totally.
Stay out of it.
Don't do it.
Look, and
and you know she's taking it.
Doesn't know how to finesse.
Yeah, well, and you know she's taking it personal with the way she opened the email, saying, "I wake up every day to make him lunch." Obviously, it's important to her. So just stop doing it, buddy.
That's a resentment plate.
Yes, she is.
I definitely noticed when he brought it home untouched.
Yeah, she's already mad.
I get up every day at 6 a.m. What does he think he's doing?
Exactly.
It's just stay. Yeah, the just turn and run.
Yep.
Adrian,
I'm a little bit frustrated. Her sending this email just sends that there's underlying problems, because I feel like him telling her the truth means that he's very comfortable. And what's the difference? Last week, a company brought us food for lunch and we ate it. God forbid, Michaela, you go home and it's a little bit different.
Adrian, how would that be the same argument at all?
Capriati's.
Yeah.
Capriati's is not little fruity booty Jessica at work or whatever her name.
I can't control who my coworkers are.
You can control whether you eat the lunch that she brings in.
Yeah. Don't eat fruity booties, dude.
You see little fruity booty Jessica from accounting coming down the hallway. You turn and you run, sir.
Yes.
You run out of the building and you sure as hell don't bring your uneaten lunch home that she made at 6 a.m. for you because she loves you.
Period.
Thank you,
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know the question we didn't ask or answer when we had Deanna on the phone?
Divorceable? So
a minute ago, on relationship rehab, Erica gets up at 6 o'clock every morning to make her husband's lunch. He's on occasion. And I think, to me, this is also like when you see a roach in the kitchen and you know there's 100 of them in the walls. That's what they're saying. But you know what I'm saying? When you see one and you know there's more.
Definitely.
He's brought home his lunch untouched. And then apparently the deal is she's bringing in food and she's a good cook and blah, blah, blah. She's single. The part that we didn't get to, can we all agree he needs to Erica said politely decline. I said throw the food at her and run.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like you shouldn't even be anywhere near her.
Yes.
So to take this another step further and to answer Erica's question, is Erica's husband sending, we've named her Fruity Booty Jessica from accounting.
It's so good.
Is Erica's husband sending signals to Fruity Booty by eating her lunch? Michaela. Yeah.
I just want to think that he's an idiot trying to get some good free food. But it's happened 3 or 4 times now. Stop.
I think he's not sending her signals. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's fine, but bro, here's the other thing. Are you going to do that if Erica's there? Are you going to do that if your wife's there?
Okay, let's just keep that the rule. That's the best rule. Would you do it in front of your wife or husband?
Yeah.
Fair rule. Mm-hmm. And he probably would.
Adrian, you hate all of this. What's wrong, bro?
It's just like, yo, if he's personable and people want to hang out with him, like, that's the reason why you're in a relationship with him. That doesn't mean that this is like a step into him doing something further. Like, it's just, there was lunch. She offered. Sure, I'll take it. That's it.
Four times?
You were there?
I'm just, it's assumed.
By whom?
I guess. I don't know. I guess, man.
Okay. Don't get mad at me.
This is like, it's just,
I'm innocent.
No, I feel you. I hear you. It's just that, like, passion, no, do you want him to just not talk to anybody, and like, you're dating the Hunchback of Notre Dame, so nobody wants to look at the person that you're in a relationship with? Like, yo, if you have a cool dude, people are going to want to interact with them.
Listen, I would like to say something.
I'm guilty.
I entertain for a living. I have a big personality. Sometimes it's annoying, actually. I have to set solid boundaries out of respect for Lisa. Period. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. I have to be very respectful of Lisa, not because she asked me to, but because that's my girl. You're not getting the same love, the same attention, the same friendliness. And she's obviously upset. She's waking up at 6 a.m. to make his food. And that is a love language. She could sleep in, but she's like, I want him to feel good. I want him to feel nourished. I want him to have his... He needs to stop eating another woman's food. It's rude. Okay, and ask any Latin queen and she's going to agree with me. So you know what, Adrian?
I was raised by one. I understand.
Become Latin.
I understand both. I get it.
Yeah.
But like, let's say the lunch that was given to him maybe wasn't his favorite, and someone comes around and is like, I got pizza. You want some pizza? Now, maybe I want some pizza.
We can spin scenarios however we want. We can spin scenarios. But the bottom line, here's what we know, is that Erica's upset by it. And if your partner's upset, that's probably, and I don't think she's being unreasonable. I think he's botched this from jump. That's all. I just think he's botched it from jump. If you come home and you go, honey, look, like you brought up the Capriotti's the other day. Free plug. It's free plug Friday. But yeah, Capriotti's brought us food the other day, right? And if you bring home and you go, honey, look, it's a bountiful Capriotti's treasure that to share with everyone. That's way different than, hey, look what Fruity Booty in accounting, who's single. I didn't eat lunch that you made for me today because she made ziti. It's different.
See? And Chet, your wife is a phenomenal baker. Like, she's incredible. Would that not irritate her if you were like eating somebody else's than everyone lunch else, though?
That's a different scenario from everyone else.
How? We've got 30 seconds left. Tell me how.
She's a head chef. Not everyone's wife or partner is a head chef at somewhere who specifically works in cooking and is an amazing cook. That's different.
Well, I am blessed. But still, I don't think it I don't think it matters. And again, the part that cinched it for me was Erica. I get up at 6 a.m. every morning to make his lunch.
Yeah.
And the subtext to that for me is, and look what he does to me.
Yeah. Her feelings are
look
hurt.
Look how he treats me. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
So, man, I thought, well, let's just do the little light one on Friday. It's no big deal.
Nothing
we'll
light about this one.
Yeah, Dopey's not eating his lunch that she makes for him. Big deal. We'll have it done. We'll play a couple songs. Party. It's Friday. And what? Yes? On your phone?
Lindsay.
Go.
Feed my man. That's one less meal that I have to make.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This is great. We're such narcissists. We really are. And I know that's an overused thing. A lot of people use the term narcissist to describe somebody, you know, that they're upset with in a relationship.
Sure.
And there's a difference between selfish and narcissist. But we really do think about ourselves a lot. And would you say you're a hypochondriac,
Michaela? Not at all.
So you and I are alike in that as well. Because I'm a lot of times I'll be sick and I don't realize it. You and I are the exception. Nearly two out of five, more than two out of five, almost half of Americans are afraid and believe that they have an undiagnosed health condition and they're afraid to talk to their doctor about it because they're, I don't want to find out I'm sick. Here's the thing. If you are sick, you want somebody to fix that, right?
Yeah, hello.
You know, like, and here's my thing that I'm like, what do y'all think you have?
Well, here's the thing for me, and I think you'll agree. Growing up, my household was like, you're not sick, get over it. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, we're not going to the doctor. And I was like, oh, okay. That was it. That was the conversation. So now I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I guess I'm not sick. It's like stuck in my head. So even if I am, I'll just fix it with a little salt water, move on with my life.
No, that was the thing. If I had the ability to experience any form of joy, or if I was able to get out of bed to even like walk to the bathroom or whatever, then I was healthy enough to go to school and infect all of the other kids.
It's true.
No, it was true. It was like, are you okay? Are you able to move? Can you smile? Get up and put your clothes on. You're going to school.
Yes.
Which I think probably had more to do with the fact that my mother couldn't get time off from work.
Yeah.
You know, than anything else.
Yeah. We couldn't afford to go to the doctor. So my mom was like, you're fine. Go to school, go to the nurse's office. Bye.
They surveyed 2000 adults and found that almost 4 out of 10 are afraid of being judged. A third worry about being able to afford treatment or medications. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And nearly 2/3 have used their freaking wearable, your Apple Watch or whatever else, to attempt to diagnose what may or may not be wrong with them. I don't know how they're doing that. I don't know why. I also am a great believer in, if you think you're sick, you're going to be sick.
A million percent. You got to talk yourself out of it, babe.
Nothing against folks that are legit. Actually, you know what? I'm speaking up on behalf of people who are legitimately sick. They're like, they would kindly like for the rest of you to knock it off.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, Michaela, I got an idea. It's Friday. Why don't we haul out a good feeling story of the day to wrap up the week?
Fine.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you approve. I'm glad that you're all in on this.
I am.
There was a story that's making the rounds about a 20-year-old woman in Alabama. Her name's Abby Rutledge, who's actually really glad that she got pulled over for speeding. You see, there was an Alabama state trooper named JT Brown. He pulled her over and found out that she said, I can't afford this. I can't get a ticket right now. And she was very distraught. She said, I'm really struggling right now. So Officer Brown, Trooper Brown, JT Brown, Alabama State Trooper Brown, I don't know how to address it, spent 15 minutes talking to her about different career paths that she could take to maybe pull herself out of, you know, whatever hole that she's in. They decided that nursing might be a good way for her to go. So Trooper Brown let her off with a warning and said, promise me that you will go to scrub school. I don't know what that is. I guess that's a nursing type of nursing school.
Sure.
Go to scrub school or nursing school and slow down, and I will not give you a ticket. Now, this happened back, you know where this is going already.
Yes.
Right? Happened back in August of 2022. She followed through. This is really great, though. It's even better than you think. She graduated last month and already has a new job. She's a surgical technician, which sounds like she's overachieved, right?
Yeah. Oh,
she's a surgical technician at University of Alabama Hospital in Birmingham. She invited Trooper Brown to her graduation because, I'm emotional. She invited Trooper Brown to her graduation because she wanted him to know what a huge impact that he made on her life. He says seeing her follow through on his advice has, quote, made his entire career worth it.
Listen, can I just share a a fast story. A couple years ago, well, probably 15 years ago, I started a new gig and I had a taillight out. I got pulled over and I was late for the gig. And if I wouldn't have made it to the gig, it wouldn't have been mine. And I explained to this police officer the situation. I was like, I'm really sorry. And he was like, all right, let me off with a warning. I was super grateful, made it to the gig. Years later, I ran into him and I recognized his face because he was so nice to me. And I was like, hey, man, I just want to let you know, like, thank you for that. I really was financially strapped at the time and I appreciate it. He was so nice. And that's it means so much. And for this girl, she has a whole career now. Like, that's incredible. Maybe she just needed a little guidance.
Yeah. And sometimes and they know, you know, they know. Everybody forgets too. Cops are people too. Everybody totally. Forgets. That's nice though. Have a great weekend. Don't speed. Don't. That's the other thing. You're going. Yeah. Well, I'll just give them my story and maybe they'll let me out with a ticket. That won't work. Yeah. It's already. That's all used up already. They're on to you. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Michaela, have you ever sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a ball game? Probably not.
No, just the anthem, but I really want to, actually.
There was a point in time where we were discussing this show also being on in Chicago, and that was my goal. That's how I knew what success would look like if they invited us to be at a Cubs game to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah.
We do that in the seventh inning all the time. The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is actually a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game and not a movie. That she's like, hey, stop treating me like a girl, yo. I want to go to the ball game.
Oh, get this girl to a ball game then.
The song totally hits different once you think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
And for half a second, we stopped being on the radio because she was thinking it through.
What is wrong with you?
Well, yeah, sometimes you got to just verbalize what you're thinking. But here's what's funny is I'm sitting here looking at you going, I know what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So now that you played it out in your mind, do you agree?
Yeah, totally. And I would have never thought that was the case before. I love that fact.
And this is just bizarre. I'm just throwing it in, something for you to think about through the weekend. Your brain represents 2% of your body weight, but uses up to 20% of your body's energy. That's more than any other organ, including your heart.
You know what, though? That makes sense because I feel like, you know, we talked about this earlier. When you don't feel good, like if you're whatever in your brain, your body feels it, good, bad, anything. At least mine does, you know?
I believe that in my heart that that's why I am rarely sick because I've decided I don't have time for it.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So I just kind of power through and it's all good. That is the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Ace is on Sunday back at Michelob Ultra Arena, the stretch drive for playoff seating and all that kind of stuff. 3:00. Against Connecticut. Would love to see you there. If you're at the game, please at least make an effort to try and say hi. Hit me in the DMs. If you do it early enough, then I might. Here's what happens. A lot of people show up right before the game starts, mm-hmm. right? And then they go, hey man, I'm at the game. Can I see you? No, I'm announcing stuff. So I'm a little bit
working.
And they got, you know, and there's security and stuff like that. So it's a little tough, but I would love to see you. And follow me on social at Chet Buchanan if you want to drop into the DMs. At Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Or follow us collectively at 985-KLUC. Adrian, are you going to UFC this weekend?
Matter of fact, I will be in the building. Very much looking forward to seeing UFC inside the sphere. Speaking of that, you should follow me on Instagram, on TikTok. I'll have full coverage of that spectacle. That's going to be at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio, Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely podcast on YouTube and that free Odyssey app where you can check out the latest from the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon, are you going to UFC this weekend?
I'm not, but they may be coming to see me at Delilah tonight. I'll be there starting at 9.
Yeah.
They're and, not coming to see me. They're
have
not.
I got this right? Is it Mexican Independence Day this weekend?
Yeah.
Much love and have a great time for all who celebrate. This town's going to be crazy.
Crazy.
As a buddy of mine says, it's going to be thick on the strip. My buddy Pharrell on the bench. That's what he sounds like. He actually does. Scotty, hey, what's Jeff Buchanan? What's going on, dude? That's what he sounds like. He's in town. He's radio guy. So, yeah, sounds like it literally sounds like he gargles with broken glass. And he's one of the most entertaining guys I've ever known in my life. So whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know the question we didn't ask or answer when we had Deanna on the phone?
Divorceable?
On relationship rehab, Erica gets up at 6 o'clock every morning to make her husband's lunch. He's on occasion. And I think to me, this is also like when you see a roach in the kitchen and you know there's 100 of them in the walls. That's a bad thing. But you know what I'm saying? When you see one and you know there's more.
Definitely.
He's brought home his lunch untouched. And then apparently the deal is she's making lunch, she's bringing in food and she's a good cook and blah, blah, blah. She's single. The part that we didn't get to, can we all agree he needs to Erica said politely decline. I said throw the food at her and run.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like you shouldn't even be anywhere near her.
Yes.
So to take this another step further and to answer Erica's question, is Erica's husband sending, we've named her Fruity Booty Jessica from accounting.
That's so good.
Is Erica's husband sending signals to Fruity Booty by eating her lunch? Michaela. Yeah.
I just want to think that he's an idiot trying to get some good free food, but it's happened 3 or 4 times now. Stop.
I think he's not sending her signals. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's fine, but bro, here's the other thing. Are you going to do that if Erica's there? Are you going to do that if your wife's there?
Okay. Let's just keep that the rule. That's the best rule. Would you do it in front of your wife or husband?
Yeah.
Fair rule. Mm-hmm. And he probably
Adrian, hey, you hate all of this. What's wrong, bro?
It's just like, yo, if he's personable and people want to hang out with him, like that's the reason why you're in a relationship with him. That doesn't mean that this is like a step into him doing something further. Like it's just, there was lunch. She offered. Sure, I'll take it. That's it.
4 times.
You were there?
I'm just, it's assumed.
By whom?
I guess. I don't know. I guess, man.
Okay. Don't get mad at me. What?
Because this is like, it's just
I'm innocent.
No, I feel you. I hear you. It's just that like, no, do you want him to just not talk to anybody and like you're dating the Hunchback of Notre Dame, so nobody wants to look at the person that you're in a relationship with? Like, Michaela, if you have a cool dude, people are going to want to interact with them.
Listen, I would like to say something.
I'm guilty.
I entertain for a living. I have a big personality. Sometimes it's annoying, actually. I have to set solid boundaries out of respect for Lisa. Period. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. I have to be very respectful of Lisa, not because she asked me to, but because that's my girl. You're not getting the same love, the same attention, the same friendliness. And she's obviously upset. She's waking up at 6 a.m. to make his food. And that is a love language. She could sleep in, but she's like, I want him to feel good. I want him to feel nourished. I want him to have his... He needs to stop eating another woman's food. It's rude. Okay, and ask any Latin queen and she's going to agree with me. So you know what, Adrian?
I know. I was raised by one. I understand.
Become Latin.
Called her mother.
I understand both. I get it.
Yeah.
But like, let's say the lunch that was given to him maybe wasn't his favorite, and someone comes around and is like, I got pizza. You want some pizza? Now, maybe I want some pizza.
We can spin scenarios however we want. We can spin scenarios. But the bottom line, here's what we know, is that Erica's upset by it. And if your partner's upset, that's probably, and I don't think she's being unreasonable. I think he's botched this from jump. That's all. I just think he's botched it from jump. If you come home and you go, honey, look, like you brought up the Capriotis the other day. Free plug. It's free plug Friday. But yeah, Capriotis brought us food the other day, right? And if you bring home and you go, honey, look, it's a bountiful Capriotis treasure that to share with everyone. That's way different than, hey, look what Fruity Booty in accounting, who's single. I didn't eat lunch that you made for me today because she made ziti. It's different.
See? And Chet, your wife is a phenomenal baker. Like, she's incredible. Would that not irritate her if you were like eating somebody else's than everyone lunch else, though?
That's a different scenario from everyone else.
How? We've got 30 seconds left. Tell me how.
She's a head chef. Not everyone's wife or partner is a head chef at somewhere who specifically works in cooking and is an amazing cook. That's different.
Well, I am blessed. But still, I don't think it I don't think it matters. And again, the part that cinched it for me was Erica. I get up at 6 a.m. every morning to make his lunch.
Yeah.
And the subtext to that for me is, and look what he does to me.
Yeah. Her feelings are
look
hurt.
Look how he treats me. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
So, man, I thought, well, let's just do the little light one on Friday. It's no big deal.
Nothing
we'll
light about this one.
Yeah, Dopey's not eating his lunch that she makes for him. Big deal. We'll have it done. We'll play a couple songs. Party. It's Friday. And what? Yes, on your phone?
Lindsay.
Go.
Feed my man. That's one less meal that I have to make.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This is great. We're such narcissists. We really are. And I know that's an overused thing. A lot of people use the term narcissist to describe somebody, you know, that they're upset with in a relationship.
Sure.
And there's a difference between selfish and narcissist. But we really do think about ourselves a lot. And would you say you're a hypochondriac,
Michaela? Not at all.
So you and I are alike in that as well. Because I'm a lot of times I'll be sick and I don't realize it. You and I are the exception. Nearly 2 out of 5, more than 2 out of 5, almost half of Americans are afraid and believe that they have an undiagnosed health condition. and they're afraid to talk to their doctor about it because they're, I don't want to find out I'm sick. Here's the thing. If you are sick, you want somebody to fix that, right?
Yeah. Hello.
You know, like, and here's my thing that I'm like, what do y'all think you have?
Well, here's the thing for me, and I think you'll agree. Growing up, my household was like, you're not sick, get over it. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, we're not going to the doctor. And I was like, oh, okay. That was it. That was the conversation. So now I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I guess I'm not sick. It's like stuck in my head. So even if I am, I'll just fix it with a little salt water, move on with my life.
No, that was the thing. if I had the ability to experience any form of joy, or if I was able to get out of bed to even like walk to the bathroom or whatever, then I was healthy enough to go to school and infect all of the other kids.
It's true.
No, it was true. It was like, are you okay? Are you able to move? Can you smile? Get up and put your clothes on. You're going to school.
Yes.
Which I think probably had more to do with the fact that my mother couldn't get time off from work.
Yeah.
You know, than anything else.
Yeah. We can afford to go to the doctor. So my mom was like, you're fine. Go to school. Go to the nurse's office. Bye.
They surveyed 2000 adults and found that almost 4 out of 10 are afraid of being judged. A third worry about being able to afford treatment or medications. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And nearly 2/3 have used their freaking wearable, your Apple Watch or whatever else, to attempt to diagnose what may or may not be wrong with them. I don't know how they're doing that. I don't know why. I also am a great believer in, if you think you're sick, you're going to be sick.
1,000,000%. You got to talk yourself out of it, babe.
Nothing against folks that are legit. Actually, you know what? I'm speaking up on behalf of people who are legitimately sick. They're like, they would kindly like for the rest of you to knock it off.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, Michaela, I got an idea. It's Friday. Why don't we haul out a good feeling story of the day to wrap up the week?
Fine.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you approve. I'm glad that you're all in on this.
I am.
There was a story that's making the rounds about a 20-year-old woman in Alabama. Her name's Abby Rutledge, who's actually really glad that she got pulled over for speeding. You see, there was an Alabama state trooper named JT Brown. He pulled her over and found out that she said, I can't afford this. I can't get a ticket right now. And she was very distraught. She said, I'm really struggling right now. So Officer Brown, Trooper Brown, JT Brown, Alabama State Trooper Brown, I don't know how to address it, spent 15 minutes talking to her about different career paths that she could take to maybe pull herself out of, you know, whatever hole that she's in. They decided that nursing might be a good way for her to go. So Trooper Brown let her off with a warning and said, promise me that you will go to scrub school. I don't know what that is. I guess that's a nursing type of nursing school.
Sure.
Go to scrub school or nursing school and slow down, and I will not give you a ticket. Now, this happened back, you know where this is going already.
Yes.
Right? Happened back in August of 2022. She followed through. This is really great, though. It's even better than you think. She graduated last month and already has a new job. She's a surgical technician, which sounds like she's overachieved, right?
Yeah. Oh,
she's a surgical technician at University of Alabama Hospital in Birmingham. She invited Trooper Brown to her graduation because, I'm emotional. She invited Trooper Brown to her graduation because she wanted him to know what a huge impact that he made on her life. He says seeing her follow through on his advice has, quote, made his entire career worth it.
Listen, can I just share a fast story? A couple years ago, well, probably 15 years ago, I started a new gig and I had a taillight out. I got pulled over and I was late for the gig. And if I wouldn't have made it to the gig, it wouldn't have been mine. And I explained to this police officer the situation. I was like, I'm really sorry. And he was like, all right, let me off with a warning. I was super grateful, made it to the gig. Years later, I ran into him and I recognized his face because he was so nice to me. And I was like, hey, man, I just want to let you know, like, thank you for that. I really was financially strapped at the time and I appreciate it. He was so nice. And it means so much. And for this girl, she has a whole career now. Like, that's incredible. Maybe she just needed a little guidance.
Yeah. And sometimes, and they know, you know, they know. Everybody forgets too. Cops are people too. Everybody totally. Forgets. That's nice though. Have a great weekend. Don't speed. Don't. That's the other thing. You're because you're going. Yeah. Well, I'll just give them my story and maybe they'll let me out with a ticket. It's not. Yeah. That won't work. Yeah. It's already. That's all used up already. They're on to you. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The champion can show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Michaela, have you ever sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a ball game? Probably not.
No, just the anthem, but I really want to, actually.
There was a point in time where we were discussing this show also being on in Chicago, and that was my goal. That's how I knew what success would look like if they invited us to be at a Cubs game to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah.
We do that in the seventh inning all the time. The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is actually a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game and not a movie. That she's like, hey, stop treating me like a girl, yo. I want to go to the ball game.
Oh, get this girl to a ball game then.
The song totally hits different once you think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
And for half a second, we stopped being on the radio because she was thinking it through.
What is wrong with you?
Well, yeah, sometimes you got to just verbalize what you're thinking. But here's what's funny is I'm sitting here looking at you going, I know what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So now that you played it out in your mind, do you agree?
Yeah, totally. And I would have never thought that was the case before. I love that fact.
And this is just bizarre. I'm just throwing it in, something for you to think about through the weekend. Your brain represents 2% of your body weight, but uses up to 20% of your body's energy. That's more than any other organ, including your heart.
You know what, though? That makes sense because I feel like, you know, we talked about this earlier. When you don't feel good, like if you're whatever in your brain, your body feels it, good, bad, anything. At least mine does, you know?
I believe that in my heart that's why I am rarely sick, because I've decided I don't have time for it.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So I just kind of power through and it's all good. That is the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Ace is on Sunday back at Michelob Ultra Arena, the stretch drive for playoff seating and all that kind of stuff. 3:00. Against Connecticut. Would love to see you there. If you're at the game, please at least make an effort to try and say hi. Hit me in the DMs. If you do it early enough, then I might. Here's what happens. A lot of people show up right before the game starts, mm-hmm. right? And then sure. they go, hey man, I'm at the game. Can I see you? No, I'm announcing stuff. So I'm a little bit
working.
And they got, you know, and there's security and stuff like that. So it's a little tough, but I would love to see you. And follow me on social at Chet Buchanan if you want to drop into the DMs. At Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Or follow us collectively at 985-KLUC. Adrian, are you going to UFC this weekend?
Matter of fact, I will be in the building. Very much looking forward to seeing UFC inside the sphere. Speaking of that, you should follow me on Instagram, on TikTok. I'll have full coverage of that spectacle. That's going to be at Heavyweight Radio, Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube and that free Odyssey app where you can check out the latest from the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon, are you going to UFC this weekend?
I'm not, but they may be coming to see me at Delilah tonight. I'll be there starting at 9.
Yeah.
They're and, not coming to see me. They're
have
not.
I got this right? Is it Mexican Independence Day this weekend?
Yeah.
Much love and have a great time for all who celebrate. This town's going to be crazy.
Crazy.
As a buddy of mine says, it's going to be thick on the strip. My buddy Pharrell on the bench. That's what he sounds like. He actually does. Scotty, hey, where's Jeff Buchanan? What's going on, dude? That's what he sounds like. He's in town. He's a radio guy. So, yeah, it literally sounds like he gargles with broken glass. And he's one of the most entertaining guys I've ever known in my life. So whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This is great. We're such narcissists. We really are. And I know that's an overused thing. A lot of people use the term narcissist to describe somebody, you know, that they're upset with in a relationship.
Sure.
And there's a difference between selfish and narcissist. But we really do think about ourselves a lot. And would you say you're a hypochondriac,
Michaela? Not at all.
So you and I are alike in that as well. Because I'm a lot of times I'll be sick and I don't realize it. You and I are the exception. Nearly more than two out of five, almost half of Americans are afraid and believe that they have an undiagnosed health condition. and they're afraid to talk to their doctor about it because they're, I don't want to find out I'm sick. Here's the thing. If you are sick, you want somebody to fix that, right?
Yeah. Hello.
You know, like, and here's my thing that I'm like, what do y'all think you have?
Well, here's the thing for me, and I think you'll agree. Growing up, my household was like, you're not sick, get over it. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, we're not going to the doctor. And I was like, oh, okay. That was it. That was the conversation. So now I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I guess I'm not sick. It's like stuck in my head. So even if I am, I'll just fix it with a little salt water, move on with my life.
No, that was the thing. If I had the ability to experience any form of joy, or if I was able to get out of bed to even like walk to the bathroom or whatever, then I was healthy enough to go to school and infect all of the other kids.
It's true.
No, it was true. It was like, are you okay? Are you able to move? Can you smile? Get up and put your clothes on. You're going to school.
Yes.
Which I think probably had more to do with the fact that my mother couldn't get time off from work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, than anything else.
Yeah. We can afford to go to the doctor. So my mom was like, you're fine. Go to school. Go to the nurse's office. Bye.
They surveyed 2000 adults and found that almost 4 out of 10 are afraid of being judged. A third worry about being able to afford treatment or medications. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And nearly two-thirds have used their freaking wearable, your Apple Watch or whatever else, to attempt to diagnose what may or may not be wrong with them. I don't know how they're doing that. I don't know why. I also am a great believer in, if you think you're sick, you're going to be sick.
A million percent. You got to talk yourself out of it, babe.
Nothing against folks that are legit. Actually, you know what? I'm speaking up on behalf of people who are legitimately sick. They're like, they would kindly like for the rest of you to knock it off.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, Michaela, I got an idea. It's Friday. Why don't we haul out a good feeling story of the day to wrap up the week?
Fine.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you approve. That's it. I'm gonna know. I'm glad that you're all in on this.
I am.
There was a story that's making the rounds about a 20-year-old woman in Alabama. Her name's Abby Rutledge, who's actually really glad that she got pulled over for speeding. You see, there was an Alabama state trooper named JT Brown. He pulled her over and found out that she said, I can't afford this. I can't get a ticket right now. And she was very distraught. She said, I'm really struggling right now. So Officer Brown, Trooper Brown, JT Brown, Alabama State Trooper Brown. I don't know how to address it. Spent 15 minutes talking to her about different career paths that she could take to maybe pull herself out of, you know, whatever hole that she's in. They decided that nursing might be a good way for her to go. So Trooper Brown let her off with a warning and said, promise me that you will go to scrub school. I don't know what that is. I guess that's a nursing type of nursing school.
Sure.
Go to scrub school or nursing school and slow down, and I will not give you a ticket. Now, this happened back, you know where this is going already.
Yes.
Right? Happened back in August of 2022. She followed through. This is really great, though. It's even better than you think. She graduated last month and already has a new job. She's a surgical technician, which sounds like she's overachieved, right?
Yeah. Oh,
she's a surgical technician at University of Alabama Hospital in Birmingham. She invited Trooper Brown to her graduation because, I'm emotional. She invited Trooper Brown to her graduation because she wanted him to know what a huge impact that he made on her life. He says seeing her follow through on his advice has, quote, made his entire career worth it.
Listen, can I just share a fast story? A couple years ago, well, probably 15 years ago, I started a new gig and I had a taillight out. I got pulled over and I was late for the gig. And if I wouldn't have made it to the gig, it wouldn't have been mine. And I explained to this police officer the situation. I was like, I'm really sorry. And he was like, all right, let me off with a warning. I was super grateful, made it to the gig. Years later, I ran into him and I recognized his face because he was so nice to me. And I was like, hey, man, I just want to let you know, like, thank you for that. I really was financially strapped at the time and I appreciate it. He was so nice. And it means so much. And for this girl, she has a whole career now. Like, that's incredible. Maybe she just needed a little guidance.
Yeah. And sometimes, and they know, you know, they know. Everybody forgets too. Cops are people too. Everybody forgets. That's nice though. Have a great weekend. Don't speed. That's the other thing. You're going, yeah, well, I'll just give them my story and maybe they'll let me out with a ticket. That won't work. Yeah. That's all used up already. They're on to you. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Michaela, have you ever sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a ball game? Probably not.
No, just the anthem, but I really want to, actually.
There was a point in time where we were discussing this show also being on in Chicago, and that was my goal. That's how I knew what success would look like if they invited us to be at a Cubs game to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah.
We do that in the seventh inning all the time. The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is actually a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game and not a movie. That she's like, hey, stop treating me like a girl, yo. I want to go to the ball game.
Oh, get this girl to a ball game then.
The song totally hits different once you think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
And for half a second, we stopped being on the radio because she was thinking it through.
What is wrong with you?
Well, yeah, sometimes you got to just verbalize what you're thinking. But here's what's funny is I'm sitting here looking at you going, I know what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So now that you played it out in your mind, do you agree?
Yeah, totally. And I would have never thought that was the case before. I love that fact.
And this is just bizarre. I'm just throwing it in, something for you to think about through the weekend. Your brain represents 2% of your body weight, but uses up to 20% of your body's energy. That's more than any other organ, including your heart.
You know what, though? That makes sense, because I feel like, you know, we talked about this earlier. When you don't feel good, like if you're whatever in your brain, your body feels it. Good, bad, anything. At least mine does, you know?
I believe that in my heart that that's why I am rarely sick, because I've decided I don't have time for it. Totally. You know what I mean? So I just kind of power through, and it's all good. That is the more you know. Before we go, let's get out of here. Aces on Sunday, back at Michelob Ultra Arena, the stretch drive for playoff seating and all that kind of stuff. 3:00. Against Connecticut. Would love to see you there. If you're at the game, please at least make an effort to try and say hi. Hit me in the DMs. If you do it early enough, then I might. Here's what happens. A lot of people show up right before the game starts, mm-hmm. right? And then they go, hey man, I'm at the game. Can I see you? No, I'm announcing stuff. So I'm a little bit
working.
And they got, you know, and there's security and stuff like that. So it's a little tough, but I would love to see you. And follow me on social at Chet Buchanan if you want to drop into the DMs. At Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Or follow us collectively at 985-KLUC. Adrian, are you going to UFC this weekend?
Matter of fact, I will be in the building. Very much looking forward to seeing UFC inside the sphere. Speaking of that, you should follow me on Instagram, on TikTok. I'll have full coverage of that spectacle. That's going to be at Heavyweight Radio, Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube and that free Odyssey app where you can check out the latest from the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon, are you going to UFC this weekend?
I'm not, but they may be coming to see me at Delilah tonight. I'll be there starting at 9.
Yeah.
They're and, not coming to see me. They're
have
not.
I got this right? Is it Mexican Independence Day this weekend?
Yeah.
Much love and have a great time for all who celebrate. This town's going to be crazy. As a buddy of mine says, it's going to be thick on the strip. My buddy Pharrell on the bench. That's what he sounds like. He actually does. Scotty, hey, what's Chet Buchanan? What's going on, dude? That's what he sounds like. He's in town. He's a radio guy. So, yeah, it literally sounds like he gargles with broken glass. And he's one of the most entertaining guys I've ever known in my life. So whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, Michaela, have you ever sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a ball game? Probably not.
No, just the anthem, but I really want to, actually.
There was a point in time where we were discussing this show also being on in Chicago, and that was my goal. That's how I knew what success would look like, if they invited us to be at the at a Cubs game to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah.
We do that in the seventh inning all the time. The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is actually a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game and not a movie. That she's like, hey, stop treating me like a girl, yo. I want to go to the ball game.
Oh, get this girl to a ball game then.
The song totally hits different once you think about that.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Did you stand on my ear?
And for half a second, we stopped being on the radio because she was thinking it through.
What is wrong with you?
Well, yeah. Sometimes you got to just verbalize what you're thinking. But here's what's funny is I'm sitting here looking at you going, I know what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. So now that you played it out in your mind, do you agree?
Yeah, totally. And I would have never thought that was the case before. I love that fact.
And this is just bizarre. I'm just throwing it in, something for you to think about through the weekend. Your brain represents 2% of your body weight, but uses up to 20% of your body's energy. That's more than any other organ, including your heart.
You know what, though? That makes sense, because I feel like, you know, we talked about this earlier. When you don't feel good, like if you're whatever in your brain, your body feels it. Good, bad, anything. At least mine does, you know?
I believe that in my heart that's why I am rarely sick, because I've decided I don't have time for it. Totally. You know what I mean? So I just kind of power through, and it's all good. That is the more you know. Before we go, let's get out of here. Aces on Sunday, back at Michelob Ultra Arena, the stretch drive for playoff seating and all that kind of stuff. 3:00. Against Connecticut. Would love to see you there. If you're at the game, please at least make an effort to try and say hi. Hit me in the DMs. If you do it early enough, then I might. Here's what happens. A lot of people show up right before the game starts, right? Mm-hmm.
And then sure. They go, hey man, I'm at the game. Can I see you?
No, I'm announcing stuff. So I'm a little bit
working.
And they got, you know, and there's security and stuff like that. So it's a little tough, but I would love to see you. And follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. If you want to drop into the DMs at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC. Adrian, are you going to UFC this weekend?
Matter of fact, I will be in the building. Very much looking forward to seeing UFC inside the sphere. Speaking of that, you should follow me on Instagram, on TikTok. I'll have full coverage of that spectacle. That's going to be at Heavyweight Radio, Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube and that free Odyssey app where you can check out the latest from the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon, are you going to UFC this weekend?
I'm not, but they may be coming to see me at Delilah tonight. I'll be there starting at 9.
Yeah.
They're not coming to see me.
I got this right? Is it Mexican Independence Day this weekend?
Yeah.
Much love and have a great time for all who celebrate. This town's going to be crazy. As a buddy of mine says, it's going to be thick on the strip. My buddy Pharrell on the bench. That's what he sounds like. He actually does. Scotty, hey, what's Jeff Buchanan? What's going on, dude? That's what he sounds like. He's in town. He's radio guy. So yeah, it literally sounds like he gargles with broken glass. And he's one of the most entertaining guys I've ever known in my life. So whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.